You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back with a second segment with Mike Fay. He's a principal, that means owner, and managing director in Miami for Avison Young. He's a big shot, he knows all the deals, and he's my buddy, and we are going to have a great time talking about real estate, Mike, and now we are going to talk
Jim,
about...
Jim, wait a second. Hold on. You know what? That song, Good Vibrations, was that done for me?
That was just for you, Mike.
Come on. A surfing, wakeboarding guy like me. I got to tell you, the love you give to me on the show is just too much. Everybody that's out in the audience right now, I got to tell you, it's sitting here with Jim right now is no different than shooting the breeze with him having lunch. It's just, it's the same thing.
That's all I want to do, Mike. I want to have two guys having lunch, and everybody wants to listen in to two guys having lunch. So, and stick with us. I got another cute song for you on the way out of this segment, too, just for you. Yeah, Surfer Dude, Island Boy. Next one will be Island Boy related. I'll give you that tip.
I thought it was Island Girl.
No, Island Boy related. Island Girl, I don't have Elton John on the loop today. So, Mike, let's talk residential. Let's talk rental residential first, okay? What do you see going on in rental residential? Because I see that you can't make the numbers work anymore.
Well, I don't know about that. I think that everybody's running around this town looking for great sites, and they want to figure out how to make it work. And again, the money's out there to make it work. So the question is where and how much and the demand. So when you're starting to look around in our areas, you know, take a look at Coral Gables, take a look at South Miami, take a look at downtown Miami. So the numbers are starting to work. When you cannot afford to start there and buy certain condos that are trading at $500 to $2,000 a square foot. So it makes it affordable. They're coming up with unbelievable amenities that make you feel like you're living in a great place, but you're renting. So that's how they're going to get the higher dollars. So it's a better amenities, make you feel like you're living in a really posh place.
And how about condo? What do you think about condo?
I love it personally. I mean, I think that's the only way to really create this city, and I think it's a great way that we've seen such an unbelievable growth. You know, if you look at this, I just was reading a couple segments. Miami is the sixth wealthiest city now in the globe, and you know, you look at some of the numbers. You know, you have London, then you have New York, and then you've got several, you know, Singapore and other areas, and Shanghai, and Nelson. There's Miami. It's unbelievable. Top 40 wealthiest cities in the globe, and here we are. And if you think back 20 years ago,
when we grew up and it was a redneck town.
Yeah, you know exactly right. You know, it was amazing. You know, you had to
Porky's.
You had to beg institutional investors to even look at this town, and now they're clamoring to be here.
I just love it. I love it. All the new investors, all the guys that are at least our age that they used to say, "No way, no way, no way." Come to Atlanta and meet me. Now they're on the Atlanta shuttle all the time. It's really cool. So we've talked about retail. We've talked about condo. We've talked about resi. We've talked about industrial office. What's up with office? Because I got to think that office is the next hot investment because office rates are going up and people need alternative uses for some of these sites.
Well, you know, that's a really great point. If you start there looking around in all the different markets, you know, office rental rates are going up. You know, if you're Doral, Coral Gables, Aventura, downtown Miami, you know, there are a lot of other sites available. So I think there will be some other mixed use, and they will be an office consideration in a lot of these new development deals. It's hard to sometimes make some of those numbers work, but again, you know, when you're the only game in town, you're going to have something. I don't think we've had a new office building built since maybe 1450 and 600 Brickell. So, you know, you start looking at some of the newer buildings that take up for office space, it's really kind of a neat situation. I think that there's opportunity. Again, it will be more of a live, work, play. You'll have much more amenities around you. You know, our office is in the Gables. I can walk out of our office and have 30 restaurants within 3 blocks.
And live like a block away.
And it's phenomenal.
And the hotel's behind you.
Yeah, well, we've got 2 hotels within 2 blocks of us. So, you know, 2020 Ponce is a great example where our new office is going to be. And when 2020 Ponce, again, you're still in the thick of it. You're within walking distance of anything. So it's a great situation.
Oh, it goes right back to your thing about, I don't know if you called them donuts or whatever, but people living in concentrated areas where there are diverse real estate opportunities and they don't have to go out.
No, I mean, you know, where we live in, you know, Coral Gables, South Miami, and we live within we live in our hole in our donut. You know, that's where it is. We live within a 3-mile radius, and that's what it is.
Now, Mike, I know you do a lot of work with high net worth investors. What are some of your high net worth customers telling you now as they look at the real estate market? What's the high net worth investors' view as they tell it to you?
Well, it's kind of a couple different things. you know, with the market doing as well as it is, so you have the stock market pulling at them. You also have all the money chasing different deals. So they're looking to how to deploy their capital in the best way. Real estate always offers a different use of funds. It always offers different tax advantages, different growth advantages. But again, you have management issues as opposed to being in an investment with one of the larger institutional firms that are managing your money. So for us, you know, we are helping them try to pick out what is best. Is it a good time to sell? Is it a good time to reinvest? Is it a good time to do a 1031 exchange? How are we building value for their properties and assets? So we look at it from a holistic standpoint and then help them figure out what to do. So, you know, they are
Sounds like you have a whole team that does this.
We actually have a family office practice group. And that family office practice group is really a great thing where we handle all the clients, whether they're foreign family offices to groups that handle multiple family offices. So it's really a great situation.
You know, this is
and
the
I
first...
know that you do this too. Don't I mean?
Yeah, I do it. I do it. But you're the first firm that I've spoken to that has this type of a practice. Yeah, I've been networking and doing business now in the family office world for a long time. You know, I work for the Katz family. You know, we call it Mayan Properties.
Sure.
Our vehicle that the Katz family. I'm the director of investments for that. And so yeah, I've been heavily involved in delving deeper into the family office world. It's really exciting. And there aren't a lot of good service providers, and it's very opaque purposefully. So when people can get together and feel comfortable and get a nice hot reference into the firm by a family office, it's really great. So it sounds
absolutely.
To me like you got
absolutely.
It working.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've been working on this for the last 2 years, and I did a lot of study on it earlier on. So you know what? It's a definite needed area, and there's a lot of, you know, issues when people come into the country and they want to look at what they're doing. So it works for us.
Okay, now talk about residential. Are you seeing much residential? Because there really isn't any horizontal residential land left except in South Dade.
Well, you know, horizontal, yes. South Dade is really the spot where it's going. And I will tell you, Homestead, Florida City, those markets have picked up dramatically in what we've seen in the last couple of, in the last 2 years. So yeah, there is. There's stuff that's coming up and down from Kendall Drive all the way south. And, you know, you've got pockets. If you, even Broward County, you have pockets. So, but the issue is you got to find the right pocket. You got to find the right demand. You got to find the right segment for each one. So it's kind of, I don't want to say hit and miss because what people are building, they are selling.
Now, tell me a little bit. We've only got 3 minutes left. I'd like to use it to talk about your real estate business because I always describe myself as a real estate business person. We do investing. We make loans. We are sort of like a private equity. And then we also broker third-party transactions. We've only got a couple more minutes left. Tell me a little bit about your practice, elevator speech, and then how people find you.
Well, it's very simple. It's Michael Fay at avisandyoung.com. So that's pretty. Michael.Fay, avisandyoung.com. You know, Jim, we are like a lot of other firms. We just like to differentiate ourselves. You know, we get to put our clients first. It allows us to do that. And the Avis and Young has helped us achieve that. So we don't have to worry about running our business and doing other things. We get to physically go out and work on the clients. So that's a big thing. But you know what? We do office, you know, we do office, industrial, retail, multifamily. We do a hotel and we do a lot of large land tracts. You know, we've done a lot of great deals all across the state of Florida, as well as representing a lot of other corporate clients and private institutional groups. It goes across the gamut.
Well, let me tell you what you guys bring to the table. What you guys bring to the table, at least in your Miami office, is high quality people that are trustworthy and extraordinarily knowledgeable and bring not only financial capability, but what I like to call real estate intellectual capital. You have the depth and breadth of real estate knowledge that really helps people execute their transactions, Mike. And I really want to thank you for coming on the show.
Well, Jim, thanks. And again, you know, as that intellectual capital there with having great partners like Donna Abood and John Crotty, and those are really great folks. And again, I would, you know, we would not have been here without Pike Rally doing a lot of the work with us. Getting us to Avis and Young, and of course all the partners across the country. Having Mark Rose as our global CEO, and Mark, you know, Mark has done a great job on strategy, as well as Earl Webb, who's really helped on this, you know, for the whole country being a president. So it's great.
It sounds like they're expanding. It sounds like they have a great team. We've got a minute here. I want to talk a little bit. We've only got a minute. I want to have people learn a little bit about you personally. What's your most prominent charity that you work with, Mike?
We've worked with Informed Families for years, History Miami. You know, we've done a lot. I'm on the Orange Bowl committee, so it's a lot of fun working with all those. And again, we support many, many groups as a firm. So, you know, we have probably a list of 30 different charities we support. So it's a great situation. We love to give back. Community is huge.
Okay, one last time, Mike. Tell them how to get you on email. And for the Jets fans out there, tell your phone number, but go real slow.
Perfect. It's michael.fay, F-A-Y, at avisonyoung.com. And my phone number is 305.
Go slow.
305-446-0011. That's the main office number. Anybody can reach me there. And if you want my cell, I'll even give you that.
Do it!
I am a 7-Eleven. I am a convenience store for our clients. 305-495-0003. How many people give you that? That's because I'm on your show with you, Big Jim.
You're the man, Mike, and I can't wait to have you back. This was great. We're going to have Mike back real soon. We're going to go to break. Then we're going to come back. We're going to talk about the silent killer, high blood pressure, and a specific type of high blood pressure called pulmonary hypertension. That's going to be our U Health segment right after this. Stick with us. Mike Fay, high five to you, bro.
Woo.
Oh, yeah.